It's believed to be the first set of guidelines in the nation aimed at letting people wear their hair however they want, and they're meant to help African Americans. Cornell professor Noli Way Rooks has focused much of her career on the racial implications of beauty and fashion.
It's just not even unusual anymore to hear of an airline or a hotel chain, a corporate setting, a kind of headhunters who will, you know, go into work training things and say, do not wear these natural hairstyles if you want to apply to a Fortune 500 company.
Like braids, dreadlocks, afros, and cornrows. The new rules from the city's Human Rights Commission say decisions black people make about their hair are highly personal. Ashley Sawyer with Girls for Gender Equity agrees with that and hopes this sets a national precedent.
Students don't have to feel that pressure and don't have to make choices between their health and their safety and their self-expression and having a job or being considered an exceptional student.
Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.